from KQED.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has released the most detailed assessment to date on what forced the shutdown of the San Onofre nuclear plant in San Clemente. KPCC's Ed Joyce has more.
The NRC's report shows just how fast thousands of tubes carrying radioactive water are eroding. Gradual tube wear is common, but the accelerated wear was not expected. Damon Moglen is with nuclear watchdog Friends of the Earth. He says the NRC report validates the group's claim that design changes at the plant have made it unsafe.
We're talking about more than 4,000 tubes in these new steam generators that are showing significant damage. And this is really a scary situation. These steam generators and the reactors cannot be run with this level of degradation in this new equipment.
The tubes represent a critical safety barrier. If a tube breaks, there's the potential radioactivity can escape into the atmosphere, which is what happened in January. Also, serious leaks can drain protective cooling water from a reactor. Southern California Edison did not return requests for comment on the NRC report. Federal regulators left open the possibility that one or more of the steam generators might have to be replaced. Problems with steam generator tubes in the past have led to the permanent closure of some U.S. reactors, including San Onofre's Unit 1. The NRC and Edison say there's no timetable for restarting the plant. For the California Report, I'm Ed Joyce.